What are the biggest mistakes federal employees make throughout their careers? Registered employee benefit consultant Ed Zerndorfer has come up with a top 10 list. We've been talking with him about his list over the past few weeks. He joins us today to discuss two more of those mistakes. We're going through the list bit by bit. Ed, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Amy. It's always a pleasure. Good morning, Tom.
Now, nice to have you.
We're hitting mistakes number 5 and number 6. Mistake number 5, failure to contribute as much as possible to the TSP and starting earlier as opposed to figuring it out later in life and not contributing enough, I guess.
Yes. The two mistakes we're going to talk about today deal with the thrift savings plan. And mistake number 5 deals with the failure to contribute as much as possible to the thrift savings plan. For the majority of federal employees who are under the new retirement system, which is FERS, a tremendous amount of their retirement will be coming from the TSP. And the only way they're going to have a sufficient amount to live off once they retire is if they contribute on a regular basis to the TSP. As a minimum, if you're a FERS employee, you have to put in at least 5% of your gross pay, because that will result in the maximum government match. I am shocked any time I go around the government doing seminars, or not only in Washington but around the country, the number of employees who are failing to put sufficient amount of money. Some employees are not putting any in.
But it won't. Won't that new rule that's coming down the pike resolve that? I mean, instead of opting in, you can opt out.
Yes, and I think the Congress is making it much easier for employees to get started earlier, because under the new rule, as you mentioned, new employees who come on board will automatically have 3% of their gross pay going into the TSP unless they opt out. I'm a little bit disappointed about that. I wish Congress would have made it 5%, because that would have resulted in the maximum match. And it's much easier to get the match now. The reason being that it used to be you had to wait a year to start getting matching. Now you get matching right away. As soon as you start putting money in, an employee gets matching.
Now, Ed, I wanted to ask you something related to that. Is I've been hearing a lot of ads on the radio, on television, you see them in print, for alternatives, people touting not just gold, but all kinds of systems and schemes. They say, you know, why risk your money in the stock? We have the surefire way to growth and security. And do you think those are an enticement for people these days
in
this area of uncertainty?
We guarantee it. There's no way that anybody can guarantee anything if they are a licensed investment broker. There's no way. It's against the law. And I'm not saying that the TSP is a guarantee, but I'll tell you this much as far as the thrift savings plan is concerned. There is nothing out there that is as low cost and as efficient as a thrift savings plan. The thrift savings plan is the envy of private industry in terms of no commissions. Employees do not have to pay any commissions when they put money in. The matching is very liberal. Most companies, if they do offer a match, private companies will give on a 401k plan maybe 1 or 2%. With that, in our business environment now, many companies that were offering matching have suspended it because they don't have the money to do the matching. And here the government all along has been giving 5%. The mistake that I'm finding that many employees are making is they decide, well, I know the thrift savings plan is there. I have time to start contributing to it. I'll wait till I'm 40, 45, and lo and behold, 10 years later, they're in their mid-50s, they'd like to retire, but there's not enough money there. An employee has to start saving for his or her retirement the day they start working.
Now
they have to make that choice. The government is not going to, you know, tell them, well, start contributing now. Of course, under this new law, they will.
Well, under the new law, they will. But one thing that the new law doesn't cover is how you contribute. And what I mean by that is you have to think of it as a long-term investment. If you start shuffling your money around because you start getting cold feet, you might mess yourself up.
Yes, and that is mistake number 6. The failure to consider the thrift savings plan as a long-term investment plan and properly investing as such in the TSP funds. A TSP account is not a savings account. You don't take money in and out in and out of there every day to pay your expenses. This is going to be for your retirement. As such, it has to grow over the long term. Let me define long term. From the time an employee starts contributing and until the employee no longer needs the account. And what day is that? Unfortunately, that's death. You don't invest in a TSP for long-term growth between the time you're working and the time you retire, because thank God, retirees are living longer today. If an employee retires in, let's say, in their mid to late 50s, early 60s, they could God willing, live for 30 to 40 more years. That's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
They need that money. And by having the money in the very conservative bond funds, the G fund and the F fund, you're not going to get sufficient growth. There's only two types of investments out there that keep up with the inflation monster, which is going to come roaring back one of these days. And that is stocks, which you have in the thrift savings plan. You have three stock funds, the C fund, the S fund, and the I fund. And real estate, which you do not have in the TSP. So an employee, when they're doing their IRA accounts, they can invest in real estate funds through that. But in the meantime, if they're only contributing to the TSP, they have to have the majority of their money in the stock funds, even if they're very close to retirement, because the money has to last after they retire.
Well, doesn't it depend, though? I mean, doesn't it depend on a person's particular situation?
In what sense, Amy?
Well, as how you invest and how you're able to shift those monies around. I mean, maybe different situations apply to different people. You might have an emergency. You might have to take money out, that kind of thing.
But that's my point. The TSP is not your emergency account. You need to have a separate emergency account, a liquid account. 6 months of your average monthly expenses has to be like in a checking account or a passbook savings account. You don't go into your TSP, take out a loan, let's say to buy a car, or to pay for a new roof in your house.
Right, bad idea.
Oh, it's a bad idea because you're liquidating your retirement and you're going to pay a huge penalty, by the way. That is not a good idea. You need liquid savings on the side. The TSP is for long-term savings, and as such, you have to properly invest in it through the stock funds. And that's true even as you get close to retirement. Many employees start deciding, let's say, within 5 years of retirement, now it's time to get conservative, let's go into the bond funds because we're getting close to retirement. That's not a good idea because many employees, when they retire, don't touch their TSP. They may not touch it till 5 to 10 years after they retire. And at that point, they can slowly put the money into the bond funds, but slowly. Because inflation does affect retirees to a greater extent than employees. In what sense? Cost of medical care, prescription drugs is going up at a far greater pace than what inflation is today. The government's inflation figures, the consumer price index, does not take into account medical inflation. Tell a retiree who's on Social Security that the cost of living did not go up last year when they go into the doctor,
That's right.
Go to the pharmacy
sure.
to get their prescription drugs.
Ed, great advice as always. Great having you with us. Just let's end on this note. It's a gorgeous Friday, so let's not worry too much about the future and go and enjoy the weekend.
Never worry. Just take the proper action, and believe me, if you're patient and just don't try to time the market, let's say, you'll be fine.
Thank you.
As always, my pleasure.
Ed Zirndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant and guarded optimist.
We should be playing Don't Worry, Be Happy right about now.